Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Governor Brian Kemp has announced some details on his first state budget today at the Georgia Chamber of Commerce annual Eggs and Issues Breakfast. The new governor said he plans to give teachers a pay raise and allocate $69 million towards school safety. Speaking to reporters after the breakfast, Chamber CEO Chris Clark said one thing his group is glad is not a priority will be so-called religious liberty legislation.
With the whole world coming to Atlanta in the next 2 weeks, more cameras here than anywhere else in the world, we don't need to distract. We need to be able to tell our story and not get bogged down with these side issues.
The budget is expected to be released Thursday after Kemp delivers his State of the State address. A bipartisan group of state senators took to the floor today to call attention to what they say is gender imbalance on committee assignments. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains.
Renee Unterman spoke first, decrying her fellow Republicans for removing her from a prominent position on the Health and Appropriation Committees. Several Democratic women also spoke out. One of them was Senator Jen Jordan from Atlanta. She said she was proud to chair the Special Judiciary Committee until learning it only saw 6 bills in the last 2 years.
And if all you're going to do is put me in a committee and not give me any legislation to actually look at, shame on you. I yield the well.
In a statement, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said, quote, any insinuation this year's process was discriminatory is nonsense. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
And Major League Soccer MVP Joseph Martinez is staying with Atlanta United for 5 more years. Big announcement today. No details on the contract extension, but it goes until 2023. Hundreds of horses and cows will be in downtown Augusta this week for the 40th annual Augusta Futurity Cutting Horse Competition. GPB's Drew Dawson reports on the competitive sport.
The cement floor of James Brown Arena is covered in brown dirt. Cows rush in through a gate where they're met by a line of horses trained to separate or cut a cow from a herd. Show chairman Billy Morris III explained the competition in a 2014 interview.
The contestant goes in, gets a cow out, drops his hand, because this is something the horse must do. The rider cannot steer the horse with his reins once the competition starts. He can use his reins to make the cut, but once the cut is made, then you got to put his hand down on the neck of the horse.
Morris says the Augusta Futurity is the city's second largest sporting event each year. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.